You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election.
They are trying to weaponize the government against half the population, against any Republican, any conservative, anyone who voted for President Trump. And we see that it's so bad that we have had 14, I've talked about this, 14 whistleblowers come to our office as FBI agents, come to us as whistleblowers, talking about this whole narrative to treat everyone and label everyone as an extremist who simply opposes the radical policies of the left and of the Democrat Party. As Molly said, this is a dangerous and frightening time. The country, though, sees it. I've been out across the country helping candidates. The people I talk to, they see it for what it is. They're very nervous, and I think they're going to show up in a big way on November 8th and say, enough of this. We got to put this in check and put Republicans back in control.
September the 2nd, 2022, we are live streaming at Rumble.com. Go to Rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. It'll take you to our Rumble page. You'll see previous postings and where to push live. Join us in studio. Of course, that was President Biden last night in his speech to, quote, save the soul of America. And then a response from Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, saying he didn't do anything to help save anything. He ignited a fire, basically. And it may well be the flashback has already caught up to him. Firefighters are aware of the term flashback in reality. They're entering a building. It's intensely hot. And suddenly there's a vacuum that's created and all the flames in one area just start racing. I mean, it's just consuming. And unfortunately, several firefighters have perished in such an event, others barely escaping with their lives. Maybe Biden and even the Democrat Party are worried that might have been such a flashback. We might not survive. It was billed as a nonpartisan speech. It did not sound that way at all, not in that clip and not in majority of what was said. Now, the interesting point that has happened since then. Today, President Biden was asked a question by Fox News' Peter Doocy. This just came across, so I don't have the audio, but let me share it with you. Biden didn't like the fact that Doocy is picking on him or raising the question, why were you blasting MAGA Republicans over and over again? Biden said, you keep trying to make that case. I don't consider it. Listen to this. Listen. Please. Hear this. Biden's direct remarks, as I'm reading from the transcript, I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to the country. What was in his milk this morning that he didn't have the night before? I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to this country. And then he added, I do think anyone who calls for use of violence, refuses to acknowledge an election, changing the way you count votes, that is a threat to democracy. Well, let me enumerate something based on those three points. Anyone who calls for the use of violence, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the far right, the Proud Boys, groups like that, they're more than content to get out and riot if they don't get their way. Libs fighting for abortion, full abortion rights. Anyone who refuses to acknowledge an election outcome, Hillary Clinton still has not acknowledged, and of course went with the facade that it was stolen by the Russians. changing the way you count votes. Hillary wanted to do that, wanted to get rid of the Electoral College when she lost. That's not right. We shouldn't do things like that. It should be the popular vote. I won the popular vote. She fits all of those. We're also going to be joined today by Sam Perretis, an executive director of Gun Owners of California. They defeated a new permitting process bill, a win for Second Amendment. Joy Pullman of the Federalist. Libraries pushing to shove more drag shows and sex transition to children. And before we wrap up today, I'm going to refer to a Christian movie involving an actor you know, and the remarks I make you might not like, but I'm going to say them anyway. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies, lies told for profit and power. But I see a different America, an America with an unlimited future, an America that's about to take off. I hope you see it as well.
That was part of President Biden's speech last night. And it flies in the face of what I just told you in the opening monologue, and it flies in the face of what we were told yesterday by the White House to expect. Let me go back. Let's go back in time. How many times do you hear him mention MAGA Republicans? Basically, the scourge of the earth. And they're bad for democracy. Yesterday, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said repeatedly, she was asked, should the Biden administration be stroking divisiveness when he supposedly claims that he's going to save the soul of America with this speech and battle for the soul of America? She said the criticism is blamed and directed at those extreme MAGA Republicans, those who hold office. Oh, I see. You got MAGA Republicans. You have extreme MAGA Republicans. And I would agree, yeah, you could find a division there. And then those who hold office, who are also now extreme MAGA Republicans. She said, we understand we hit a nerve. We get that. We understand what they're trying to hide. We understand that ultra MAGA office holders want to play games and dodge accountability for extreme proposals and actions. Who the hell's dodging accountability for what they've been doing to this nation? I'm summing up everything lately for the campaign for 2022 and into 2024. A, B, C, D. E. A, Afghanistan. B, border. C, crime. D, defense. E, environment. And everything else, from transsexualizing and indoctrinating and race, critical race theory for our children, military, and everybody else. It comes down to A, B, C, D for me. So she was given that briefing ahead of the speech that Biden gave last night at Independence Hall, where he was going to sound the alarm about the extremist threat. And yet I just read to you, if you missed the opening monologue, shame on you, first of all. Glad to have you on board, believe me. We start at 104. We get a two-minute jump on most others because of that. But today he said, I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to the country. His exact words. And yet last night, directly from his speech, there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to the country. I don't consider Trump supporters a threat to the country. But Donald Trump and those who follow him are a threat to the country. Do you have any sense of what he's trying to say? I do know this. Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, says Biden basically slandered 75 million Americans that are declared as Republicans, and we're not even talking about the independents leaning toward we need a change, things are all messed up, and Democrats in the same situation, Senator Kennedy.
The people that President Biden is talking about, some of whom supported President Trump, some didn't, are the people who get up every day, go to work, obey the law, pay their taxes, try to teach their kids morals. They do want to make, they are proud of America. They do want to make America great again. They just don't agree with President Biden's neo-socialist woke agenda. They don't believe in bigger government. They don't believe in higher taxes. They don't believe in more spending. They don't believe in more regulation. They don't believe in more debt. They don't believe that we ought to turn our cops into social workers. They don't believe that stuff. And I think, I'm very disappointed that the president would call people who don't agree with him those kind of names. I just think he's made a political mistake, but it says something about his administration.
That it does. And by the way, this speech, broadcast networks passed on carrying it. ABC ran... Now, let me hold. Yeah, that's perfect. ABC ran the program Press Your Luck. Well, I kind of like the Biden speech, and just a different title, but it was a whatever it is, a game show, SimCom, whatever it is. I have no idea. Could care less. CBS went with a Young Sheldon rerun. And NBC, this also could fit with the Biden speech, depending on your perspective, a replay of a Law and Order program. Of course, CNN and MSNBC, they carried the address, and various news divisions, streaming channels did, as Biden appeared with the backdrop of Independence Hall. And that backdrop, by the way, you probably didn't bother watching it. I didn't. But I will tell you this, I have looked at some of the video and pulling some of the sound bites today. He comes walking out, as he should, the president's pomp and circumstance theme, and he comes out. And then I'm very distressed immediately because I see one but not two U.S. Marines flanking him as he makes his speech. I don't know the politics of those Marines, but they're following the orders they were given, said you will stand here and you will stand there and you will do this. And they were standing at resting position, arms folded in front of them for the entire length of the speech. But the backdrop, blue behind the Marines, but behind the president, red. Now, red. Commie red? I'm asking. I'm not saying. A North Korean red commie? A Soviet, not even Soviet, but Russian red? That in itself, I thought, somebody really screwed up coming up with this idea on the backdrop. And the idea of having the two Marines flank him, I'm glad that somebody decided, you know, we need somebody that, you know, represents the best of America. And certainly the Marines do. Majority of them, most of them, few exceptions. And we have other military units and forces that do as well. I'm not trying to dismiss anyone. But they decide to put two U.S. Marines in their blues, their dress uniform. And then Biden went off on a tear. You heard some of it. You heard the reaction of Senator Kennedy. Let me give you some balance. Delaware Senator Chris Coons, again, Democrat. Oh, he was just ecstatic when it was over.
The president was clear that there are Republicans he can work with, he respects, who are part of our political community. And there are some, and he was labeling them MAGA Republicans, who refuse to accept the 2020 election outcome and who are working to undermine the guardrails of our republic. This speech tonight was classic Joe Biden in that it was the reflections of a man in love with our country, committed to our democracy, but frankly, gravely worried about the path that we're on.
If he knows the path we're on. If he's so gravely worried, why didn't he say last night, you know what we're going to do to save the soul of our nation and save our nation? Close the borders. Just that one simple proclamation. And then follow it up. That would have been powerful and a missed opportunity at the same time since he didn't do it. But I just told you again today he's being asked about blasting MAGA Republicans, as you heard in the speech, and Senator Coons points out, well, he said he can work with some Republicans. Well, again today, President Biden is saying, I don't consider, this is a quote from him, I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to the country. That is 180 degrees from what he said last night. Let me give you some additional reaction. Texas Congressman Hearn, Kevin Hearn, Republican of, I said Texas, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn, his reaction.
Joe Biden has done more to erode democracy and faith in our institutions after last night's speech than we ever thought possible. We all remember he campaigned on his ability to unify the country, that's what he was great at after 50 years in politics. And last night what we saw, as you just stated, he just said that half of Americans, everyone that voted for Donald Trump, had no place in this country, that we're all fascists. And, you know, if we have a strong two-party system, which is how our founders envisioned us and how we should be working together, and he did more to divide us last night than ever. The last time we saw this kind of division in our country, yeah, I think you'd have to go all the way back to prior to the Civil War, where we had, the atrocities that were going on then and really did divide our country. Some would argue that we're marching in that direction now.
And that is frightening, and we don't want that. Now, I mentioned that, I believe yesterday or the day before, that we're building up to a point where it's going to be red state versus blue state. And, of course, we've got a lot of blue Democrats now that left their states because of high taxes, the crime, and everything else going upside down. They went to sanctuary in a red state and probably going to try to turn that state around blue. How much of an idiot would it take to leave something that you want to get out of and you turn right around and recreate the same cage around yourself again? Some of them will be trying to do that. We're already seeing it. But as far as uniting the country, as far as the original and promoted dominant theme was to battle for the soul of America, to unite us, to bring us together. Senior editor Molly Hemingway with The Federalist, you missed.
I keep thinking you're making all these allusions to the summer of violence that we saw in 2020, where cities were destroyed with arson, where dozens of people were killed, where thousands of cops were injured, where so much destruction happened. And President Trump gave a speech at Mount Rushmore where he did condemn political violence and also praised our country and spoke about the higher good that we all should aspire to. And the corporate media called that speech dark and divisive. This speech is easily the most disgraceful speech from a president in recent decades. It is horrifying how he is issuing a call to war against every single American who didn't vote for him or doesn't support him. And that's a lot of people because his approval ratings are horrible.
Yeah, they are, and they're not getting any better. And maybe that's why today he's saying, no, I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to the country. Well, then why did you spend all that time last night doing that? New developments regarding the FBI raid. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So today, the Justice Department filing a more detailed list of documents taken in the raid of President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, which they said included already dozens of classified documents and photos with classified markings. I mean, they laid it out for you for a photo. They put several papers on the floor, some looking folders that had classified, top secret, sensitive, written across them. We don't know what's inside the folder. We don't know there's anything inside the folder. But they say here they were all stuffed together, a bunch of other things, news clippings and so forth, and just trying to show you that the picture alone shows that Trump is guilty of something. You find me the man, I'll find you the crime. They got the man, they're looking for the crime. So today they listed a wide assortment of items, 1,000 documents that did not have classified markings, several article of clothing gift item entries, hundreds of printed news items. All of those released per the order of the Florida judge, who's still waiting to see whether she wants to appoint a special master to check the documents for potential executive privilege. In other words, very little new than what we saw. Just various items and so forth. The filing today does underscore the massive amount of material the government took, including many government documents, but again, that's not to say there was a crime. But don't let the facts interfere with a good story. Come on, Larry, they're trying to tell you something. You're not paying attention. So they released that. We're waiting for the judge to make the decision as if a special master should be allowed to see all of the documents. Riddle me this. If everything is so clean and above board, why would Merrick Garland, the DOJ, and FBI fight having someone that has no dog in the fight, that is strictly going to look at it on a judicial issue, take a look at the papers. Oh, well, you can say, well, that judge that they got this case before was a Trump appointee. Yeah, well, the judge that the FBI went to get their search warrant was a Democrat, contributed heavily to Democrats. I want to say it was Justice Alito. I may be mistaken. But he said at one time, he said, when you go on the bench, you try to be as impartial as you can, but you obviously have some baggage of different things. You try not to let them interfere, but there are certain things that you might hold dear and true, but we try to stick with what the Constitution says, not what we think it should be or what it would be or anything. In other words, we're not rewriting it, and we try to put any prejudices or issues we have aside. That's the best you can ask for someone. By the way, the battle for the Pennsylvania Senate race, that's where Republican Mehmet Oz is running, which you think might be really exciting to Democrats themselves, because if he wins, of course, well, they lose a seat in the Senate, but they could at least praise him for this. He would become the first Muslim elected to Senate. But you don't hear them praising him. Even Muslim members of the House, I don't hear them bringing praise on behalf of Allah for him. But here's the point. CNN warning that his opponent, Democrat John Fetterman, is going to lose if he continues, quote, refusing to come out and play. And the CNN political analyst said, the Democrat frontrunner is being shielded from the media and hiding from Pennsylvania residents. And he added, in the end, I don't think Fetterman can win, hiding in the basement. Well, then there's Biden, and he did. Coming up, the executive director of Gun Owners of California with a big win that took place for the Second Amendment rights inside California. It's shocking and yet encouraging. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So there are two bills in California. One was to create an excise tax on guns and ammo. Another involving concealed carry weapons permit restrictions. The gun owners of California have been working hard for the last 2 weeks to defeat both of them. And the concealed carry gun bill died overnight last night. The night before, I should say, in California, despite backing from top Democrats, it failed to pass by 2 votes. That's pretty shocking coming out of California. And joining us to get into more details is Sam Perretis, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Sam, welcome aboard.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on here with you, Larry.
Well, before we break down what happened in California, let's make it clear to everyone, when we say the gun owners of California, obviously, I assume you are a division of the Gun Owners of America, a national gun rights organization in the states.
Larry, you would be correct, and as it works out, Gun Owners of California was the parent of Gun Owners of America. That grew out of our activities here back in 1975 when Senator H.L. Richardson created Gun Owners of California and decided that we needed the same kind of protection on the federal level, so he started GOA. So, yes, we are intimately connected at the hip, foot, head, shoulder, all the way up and down. So we are one organization separated by corporate laws.
All right, so the NRA says, you know, we're bigger and we're stronger, we do a better job, but Congressman Ron Paul has been quoted by your group as the Gun Owners of America is the only non-compromise gun lobby in Washington.
Well, that is our motto. It isn't just a motto. It's a commitment and a way of life for us. We don't believe that compromising our God-given, constitutionally protected rights is ever a good thing.
Has the NRA compromised, in your view?
Well, you know, we also, Larry, have a policy where we don't disparage other organizations out there because it's just not fruitful. But there's no secret that you know, NRA has participated in the 1968 Gun Control Act and a bunch of other things where we were actually in opposition to their position. So that's where we are.
All right, let's deal with the subject at hand. This
yes, sir.
There were two bills. I was corrected stating that, I think, right? One was the excise tax on guns and ammo. Was that one of the things you did defeat, or is that still in play?
Yes. No, the legislature is gone for the rest of the year. On Wednesday night, they ended their session. They are now free to go home or travel the world, whatever they want to do, as long as they're not in the Capitol screwing up with our rights. But yes, an excise tax bill that would have charged a 10% excise tax on the purchase of all handguns, 11% on all long guns, on all ammunition and all so-called precursor parts, after somebody has paid for the gun, their sales tax, their registration, then the tax would be imposed. So it would be a tax on top of a tax. That bill was crushed in the state Senate that is dominated by liberal Democrats. It was so heinous that they could only get 20 votes, and they needed a supermajority of close to 40 votes.
So that and the concealed carry additions they were trying to add failed by two votes, or was it larger for one or the other?
No, that one actually failed by one vote, and right at the last second when they gaveled the vote, one of the members who was voting yes on it switched his position to no on it so that he wouldn't have to deal with that vote in a very tight election that he's involved in. So we actually defeated it by one vote, and it was interesting that the Attorney General was on the floor lobbying for the passage. He was trying to twist arms, and members were telling him to go take a hike. No, this is not the right thing to do. It's unconstitutional, including Democrat members, and in particular one member who has never voted with us. But his sheriff told him that this was a horrible bill, and he had to vote against it, and he did.
That's so pretty amazing. Do you think that's a sign of them recognizing, with all the violence and everything going on, that citizens deserve a right to protect themselves?
Larry, that would be way too generous in thinking that they have grown in their intellect and their understanding of this. The fact of the matter is that they were so arrogant that they put provisions in both of these bills to ask for a supermajority, making them urgency bills so that they would go into effect immediately upon the signature of the governor. Well, had they just left the bills as majority bills, 41 votes in the Assembly and 21 votes in the Senate, they would have passed it by a significant margin.
May I use a pun and say they shot themselves in the foot?
In both feet, Larry. In both feet, yes, sir.
You're listening,
Sam Perry. They're coming back.
I was wondering, it's not going to go away. You're listening to Sam Perettis of Gun Owners of California. I want to ask you about something else, and this in part may or may not have, I haven't seen anything from the NRA on it, and I haven't really seen anything from you guys, but maybe I just haven't caught all of it. There has been video going around on various media sources and showing a little device that either can be printed by 3D printers or bought at very cheap, very small plastic-type piece that you can put into something like a 9mm semi-automatic Glock, and you attach a larger mag to it, and it will fire 30-plus shells within seconds. To me, and I'm a gun owner. I own several, and I'm all for gun rights. But that now becomes a machine gun. And of course, machine guns are supposed to be illegal anyway. What's your take on this new technique to turn a semi-automatic into an automatic? And it's not a bump stock.
Well, first of all,
they meant to the bump stock. We're talking about an entirely different part.
Yeah, no, I'm fully familiar that you are. The fact of the matter is, we have a First Amendment right to talk about and publish anything that we want, whether other people like it or not.
Correct.
And as long as all they are doing is sharing information of what it would take to be able to convert a firearm into a fully automatic guns, and somebody isn't taking the step, which is a criminal act, to manufacture and convert these parts and put these parts into firearms, that's when the law gets broken.
Now, you're saying with manufacture, or are you talking about if they purchase and then use?
Oh no! If they manufacture it or purchase it,
okay.
The technology or the information as to how to do it is not and should not be illegal. You would be banning, books on how to make bombs.
And a lot of people say, "Yeah, we should," but then what's the next book? The Bible?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. That's correct. So the sharing of information. The bright line is when somebody takes that information and puts it into action to actually commit the crime. So our policymakers are saying, we're going to punish people for the potential of a future crime. That means they are predicting that because you know this information, you are therefore dangerous and will be a criminal in the future. So we're going to charge you now.
That is just short of you parked across from a bank for a couple of hours, just sitting there messing around your phone, and they're thinking you must be casing the bank, so we're going to arrest you for bank robbery. And there's clearly a distinction, but there's also a very deadly distinction when you take a semi-automatic and we're putting automatic fire in the hands of citizens that are not responsible. They're not law-abiding, and that's the issue. And how do we break that difference? How do we break the difference?
Well, the difference is that, first of all, there are actually millions of full automatic rifles that are legally owned in America. They have been for many years. They're registered under the NFA of 1934. And of all of those guns, there has only been one crime committed with a – it wasn't even a machine gun. It was a 50 caliber gun by a former police officer was holding up a armored car.
Right.
So the law-abiding citizens have proven that they are responsible with machine guns and that they are not used. But now,
we're going to visit the subject again, Sam, but I've got congratulations on what you did in California. Sam Perettis, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, California, I should say. Coming up, more from Biden's speech last night and reactions.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving. Are the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli, St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I thought to myself, what a missed opportunity to talk to the American people straight up about the reasons when they lie down and sleep at night they can't. He could have talked about crime, inflation, learning loss by our children, the mountains of fentanyl coming across the border killing our teenagers. Instead, he chose to say to the American people, if you don't agree with me with about higher taxes, more government, if you don't agree with me that moms are birthing people, if you don't agree with me that government has a constitutional right to talk to your five-year-old about sexuality, you're a bad person, and you're not even an American. And I guess after it was over, I said to myself, you know, it's really true. I've said this before, but the water's not going to clear up in Washington until we get the pigs out of the creek.
Yeah, that's Senator Kennedy, Louisiana Republican, speaking as common as you can. Get the pigs out of the creek. Drain the swamp, in other words. The reaction continues to come in from all levels, from President Biden's Save the Soul of America speech last night, which was directly partisan, in which he did call out Trump and Trump supporters, maligning them and as a threat to the nation. And yet today he turns around in a question and answer session, said, well, I don't think Trump supporters are a danger to America. That's not what he was saying last night. Let me give you some other responses, though. A presidential historian, Michael Beckeloss, had said, he was part of the group of historians that advised Biden that democracy was in danger, like it was before the Civil War and World War II. He said, and that's the speech he was delivering. We didn't really write it or give him specific quotes or anything. He said, I think he might have been inspired by that meeting to warn him of the dangerous moment for the future of democracy. But looking at some of this, he admits that maybe he shouldn't have gone that far. I maybe I'm reading too much into what the historian was trying to say. I will tell you this. I'm looking at some other reactions from some. ABC political reporter saying Biden didn't talk as much about issues key to voters. That's true. Just what Senator Kennedy said. A missed opportunity. Even at CNN, one of their analyst said Biden's speech a very political full frontal attack when we were told it's going to be nonpartisan. We're just talking about the soul of America. Congressman Jay Johnson, a Democrat, said Biden had an obligation to call out the MAGA Republicans. By the way, President Trump has said the other day that he would very, very seriously consider full pardons for the rioters who breached the U.S. Capitol January 6th if he wins re-election. The reason I bring that up, that some of them, while they're talking about Biden's speech last night, they want to refer to what Trump said he's going to do, and they said he's going to turn someone loose. It's shocking. Zoe Lofgren, a member of the House Select Committee, said that's just shocking after a January 6th rioter was sentenced earlier in the day to 10 years for assaulting a police officer. First of all, Trump has to win. Secondly, it doesn't mean everybody's going to be pardoned, but they want you to believe he would. I mentioned in the beginning monologue today that you also had this very strange setting that he delivered this speech to, quote, save the soul of America. Breitbart titled it as a picture of him standing there as a photo from hell. I mean, it's red all around him, and just him with the blue, and then you got two Marines behind him, one on each side. Well, that didn't sit well with other journalists of CNN, for instance, or even CBS. They stepped forward and criticized Biden for having the military behind him as he gave this political speech, and it was a political speech. It was not about unity and what we can do, and we know you're suffering, and We're going to help resolve that. There was nothing. As Senator Kennedy said, it was a missed opportunity. But CNN's Breonna Keeler said, what do you think of this speech? The military is supposed to be apolitical. Positioning Marines in uniform behind him for a political speech flies in the face. It's wrong when Democrats do it. It's wrong when Republicans do it. Yeah, I would agree. Tom Nichols of The Atlantic agreeing, taking her side. Now, I didn't mention that earlier when I was talking about it. I was just talking about the presence and why and what was the purpose, but I still haven't heard an explanation. Tim Nichols of The Atlantic said military people in the background of a speech, especially in the audience, is not the same thing as placing Marine guards behind the president. But thank you for proving that cult behavior can be found even beyond MAGA world. And CNN Chief National Affairs Correspondent said there's nothing unusual or wrong with the president delivering a political speech, but doing it against a backdrop of two Marines standing at attention. Well, they weren't at attention. They were what's called rest. If they'd been at attention, their arms, hands would have been down to beside them. As it is, they assume a rest where they put their hands in clasped in front of them. This is what they were doing. And, of course, the key is, again, did he accomplish what he said he did, or did he create more division? We're going to get into that in more detail the next hour. Also, how your children are going to be indoctrinated, sex transition, and drag queens pushed in front of them. And I've got some remarks at the closing of today's program you may not like. I'll tell you that right now.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.